a Jewish journal article. Vogue edits Instagram post echoing Gigi Hadid's comparison of Ukraine to Palestinians. Vogue magazine initially reposted model Gigi Hadid's comparison of Ukraine to the Palestinians and then scrubbed it after facing criticism over the analogy, the Allgemeiner reported. Hadid, the sister of model Bella Hadid and daughter of Jordanian-American real estate developer Mohammed Hadid, posted on March 6 that she was going to donate money raised from fall 2022 shows to aid those suffering from the war in Ukraine, as well as continuing to support those experiencing the same in Palestine. Our eyes and hearts must be open to all human injustice. On March 7, Vogue shared Hadid's news about donating the earnings to the Ukrainians, as well as continuing to support those experiencing the same in Palestine, quote. The Simon Wiesenthal Center shared Oberman's tweet and called the Jewish woman's comment the truth. They added that Vogue has an obligation to debunk the lies from at Gigi Hadid that the magazine legitimized and spread. Creative Community for Peace, CCFP, criticized Vogue in a tweet for repeating an ugly and completely false comparison by Gigi Hadid to equate hashtag Ukraine refugees with Palestinians. The tweet also shared a screenshot from Jewish actress Emmanuel Shrieky accusing Vogue of fanning the flames of antisemitism. Thank you to leaders like Ada Shrieky for calling out Gigi and Vogue's bigotry. CCFP wrote. In a subsequent thread, CCFP argued that Hamas initiates wars and wants to invade Israel like Russia wants to invade Ukraine. Israel, like Ukraine, is defending its territory, and that Russia doesn't want Ukraine to exist. Hamas doesn't want Israel to exist. The Vogue Instagram post has since been edited to remove Hadid's Palestine quote. The New York Post's Page 6 reported that a source at Vogue told them about the update and they condemn antisemitism. Others directed their criticism solely at Hadid. Gigi Hadid and other social media personalities are now hijacking the Russian invasion of Ukraine to promote propaganda about Israel, Israeli actress Noah Tishby said in a video posted to Twitter. Ukraine is not Palestine, and Israel is not Russia. Russia launched an unprovoked invasion of Ukraine to place it under Russian influence. Israel is a sovereign country and the only consistent democracy in the entire Middle East, and she is the one who is constantly trying to defend itself against attacks. Ukrainian President Zelensky thanked Israel and said, "We Ukrainians should become more like the Israelis in defending our territory. People like Gigi Hadid only harm the real victims, the people of Ukraine, and they help flame anti-Israel and anti-Semitic sentiments all over the world." Stop Antisemitism tweeted, "While Gigi Hadid and crew are appropriating the Russian invasion of Ukraine to push their political agenda vilifying Israel, the Jewish nation instead is negotiating peace between the two nations."